Welcome to the Coffee and Questions podcast. I am your host, Michelle Berman-Michael, and my mission with this podcast is simple: to help realtors and loan officers across the world tap into the value Instagram can have for them and their business. To me, organic business that comes to us is the name of the game. On this show, you're going to hear from myself, other experts across social media, and also others that are just like you, selling real estate and doing loans and doing it at a high level on social media. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Coffee and Questions podcast. I am your host, Michelle Berman-Michael, and I am joined today by a very special friend who I feel like we've known each other now for, 2 years or so. It's crazy to think that it's been that long, but I'm very excited about this interview. It's been a very long time coming, something that we've talked about doing several times, and now we're finally here, but none other than Christine George. She is the co-founder of Post and Being Creative. If you guys are not familiar with them, you probably live under a rock, but welcome, Christine, to my show.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for having me. It's so good to be here.
Absolutely. I couldn't wait. I know we've been trying and planning and doing all the things, and we're finally here, and it's seems crazy that it's taken us so long, but at the same time, I feel like it's perfect timing. So I would really love it if you don't mind to introduce you to the audience, or just introduce what Post and Meme is to the audience for those that might not have ever heard of you.
Oh, absolutely. So my name is Christine George. I am a lifelong marketer. I've been in marketing roles my entire career, work going on 30 plus years. The last half of my career, though, has been solely focused on the real estate space. I've worked for large franchises, small independent brokerages, and almost 2 years ago now, Carrie Edwards, who's my business partner, and I, we broke out and we started Post and Beam Creative. And we are a branding and marketing strategy firm for real estate. And I know probably the first thing somebody out there who's listening is going to say is, how are you and Michelle different? You're both marketers. Mm-hmm. That is probably the only thing we have in common from a business perspective. We're both marketers. But where we intersect is, we're actually very complementary, I feel like.
I agree.
Right? So what we do at Post and Beam is we focus on building an agent or a brokerage's brand identity and helping them build their business plan, their marketing strategy for the long run. And what you do is you have a very specific niche within that, you know, which is really Instagram is not, it's not our focus point. Our focus point is really more so on the visual identity and the overall marketing strategy.
But I do think you made an excellent point right there that I don't want people to skip, which is the visual aspect of the strategy. And that's a huge part of what we're going to talk about in our conversation, because what you do visually, it's hard to explain without having someone see it. But I can tell you, I've been to several conferences and I've been on stages, and the set itself is an example of something that is your brand. That is part of your identity. Whether it's, I'm on a big stage, whether it's what's behind me on a podcast or whatever it might be. And your ability to allow people to feel connected to that is it's just crazy good. I mean, I remember being at Woman Up this past year in July, and Tiff and I, my COO and I, were sitting next to each other and we're just like, holy shit, this stage is epic. Like, you walk into this room and it's yellow chairs and you just want to be in the room. Yeah. And that's your brand, right? What you did for them was you helped them present their brand in that capacity. Now there's obviously a lot more that you guys do than just that, but, it's captivating. And when it comes to Instagram specifically and email marketing, which is a big part of also what we're going to talk about, it has to look good, like, quite frankly. I think that you guys have how to make things look good down to a science.
I can't take credit for the looking good part. My business partner, Carrie Edwards, is an incredible designer. Like, she's just, I always have to tell people when we're talking to them that graphic designers are a dime a dozen, but good, skilled, talented, experienced graphic designers are really hard to come by, because they're not just designers, they're creatives. And that's really what Carrie is. I mean, she's got a pedigree, 30 years of working for big ad agencies, branding agencies, magazine publications. And so what she brings to the table is incredible when it comes to figuring out how to make somebody's personal brand, whether it's a real estate agent or an event like Woman Up or a brokerage or a team or a franchise even, come to life visually. It's not anything, if you're not a creative person like me, you know, it's not something that you can even visualize in your head until you see it. Like when she puts stuff in front of me, I am so wowed because she just has this ability to really tune into the client, understand what the essence of who they are, and then she's able to make that visually come to life. Like you said, it's just, it's phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, it's so impressive. And I mean, you and I both, we've been to lots of conferences and seen lots of different stages and lots of things. And when you walk into a room that feels that way, it can really change the experience. And I think that that's an important part of being there, right? We're paying to be in a room. We want to feel good being there.
Yeah, I think you nailed it, Michelle. It's like, it's evoking a certain feeling.
Absolutely.
You know,
but it ties in, that ties into what we are going to talk about with your side of things so well today, because when, and I talk about this all the time, but I say, like, when you land on my Instagram, I want you to feel connected to me, right? I want you to look at the colors that I've chosen. I mean, recently, even Burma Media, we've upgraded, if you will, it's kind of what I call it, from white and turquoise or kind of a gray and turquoise to a black and white and turquoise, which a lot of people are like, man, black was a bold choice. And I was like, yeah, but I'm a bold female. So it matches my personality. But the turquoise is, if you understand the color wheel of psychology, right, the turquoise represents trust and connection and makes people feel close to you. And if you're in it, we're talking digital space, right? That's kind of the whole point. But Carrie, your business partner, Christine, what you do is so like intrinsic, if that's the right word, in the sense of, hey, you have this really, really good content. You have this really good message, but if it doesn't come across correctly and it's not consistent, no matter where I consume you, we sort of have a problem, right? So can you talk about like how you fit into that piece of the puzzle?
Yeah. I mean, our whole mission, Michelle, is to help real estate professionals stand out. Because that's probably one of the biggest issues that we see. And one of the reasons we wanted to get into this business, if, you know, there's 1.5 million real estate agents. There's how many mortgage brokers out there?
Thousands,
yeah. Right? There's 106 independent real estate brokerages. And then you've got the franchises on top of that. And so everybody is vying for the attention of the buyer and the seller. And when you have that many people trying to get their attention, it's really, really hard to stand out. And we are not big believers in more is more. We're big believers in less is more. And so I, you know, obviously with your language, with your copy, all of that stuff has to speak the same language and has to match, you know, your visual identity as well, because you want it all to work really to get well together. You want it to evoke that know, like, trust, you know, that we're all trying to create and be able to stand out in the process. And so a lot of what we teach, whether it's Instagram, any social media platforms, your website, all of the portals, even the third party portals, your listing and buying presentation, your seller buyer guides, your listing listing brochures, anything that communicates who you are as a real estate professional needs to align consistently with your brand, both visually and, you know, from a communication perspective. And that's really what we teach, like from a design perspective. How do you maintain that consistency across everything that you do? And there's lots of tips and tricks that you can use. And so that's really kind of what we do, is really reinforce how important consistency is in everything that you communicate.
Well, I mean, even take me, for example, right? Like when we're talking about what Burma Media does and what Post and Beam does, and are we on paper, are we competitors or are we collaborators? Because we don't necessarily do the same thing. And I, now that I've spent 2 years getting to know you, we don't, right? Because what I think about is, for me, you open up beyond the method, which is my life's work. I mean, it's 100 videos and 27 homework assignments and growing. And I look at the portal and I'm like, Christine, I'm going to keep saying Carrie, because you said Carrie's name so many times now that I'm like going to keep saying that. But Carrie's here with us, even though she's not, guys, if you're listening to this. So Christine, though, like the portal, right? Like opening up my portal in Kajabi. And I'm just thinking, like, it's so plain. It doesn't represent Beyond the Method to the extent that all of the other platforms do, right? So Instagram, for me, if you go to Instagram, it looks really good, I hope, right? I hope people think that. But it's very consistent with the branding. If you get emails from us, it's very consistent with the branding. But you go into my portal and I'm like, shoot, that is not representative. And that's what you're talking about.
Exactly.
For the context for people listening, if they're sort of like, well, can I have an example? That's the example I would give you. But I think one of the things that you do, Christine, that fascinates me is you have an entire course on email marketing, but not so much necessarily the copy, which you do cover copy, I know, but it's more so like the visual aspect of receiving an email. Can you talk about sort of the psychology of that? Like when you're helping someone put together an email that goes out to their email list, like, first of all, can we just talk about how most real estate agents send, I hate to say that, but they are so bad, guys. Like the templated emails are so bad. I do not want an animated graphic saying, welcome to the second stage of the home buying process with like a little stick figure and a house. Like, please God, stop. Right. So Christy, will you just speak to that and speak to the, not just the visual aspect of the email, but how it's received psychologically?
So important. So we created a digital course called Clicks to Closings. And essentially it's a 5-step course on how to create an effective email newsletter. One that is going to guarantee that when your reader is ready to buy or sell, or they know someone who's ready to buy or sell, you are the person that they call. And the reason why we chose email versus social media and everything else is because email actually has an incredible ROI. It makes $36 for every dollar spent. So listen, you own your email list. Nobody can ever take your email list away from you. So if you're not investing time, it's not even expensive, right? Like, get a MailChimp, get a Constant Contact. If you've got a CRM, chances are it's got a marketing email platform in there. Whatever you're choosing to use, lean into it. And those that are leaning into it, great. We can help you, you know, make it better. Those that aren't leaning into it, why not? It's such an important use of your time as it relates to marketing. So let's talk a little bit about what you were just saying. So this is why one of the reasons we decided to focus on email marketing is we are getting all these templated emails from agents. And either they were one of two things, Michelle. They were basically, even the content, not just the template, but the content was, you know, cookies. What do you call it?
Cookie cutters.
Cookie cutter. Duh. Cookie cutter from
words are hard. It's okay.
So they're like not even putting any of themselves into it. It was just sent, you know, a million agents were sending out the same content. So that was one piece. And then the other piece is you have agents that are just, they don't know what to do. So they're just throwing everything they can into it. And so it's, you don't know where to look when you open it up. You don't know what the main message point is. You don't know, you don't have the time to scroll down and read everything. It's just completely undigestible. So what we do in this course, one of the biggest things we do in this course is help them to understand how to create a template that is digestible, on brand, and something that is going to get people to open and click once they're inside. So at Post and Beam, we get on average a 54% open rate for all of our emails. Our weekly email, which is our Sunbeam newsletter, actually gets higher than that. It's 61%. Now the average across all industries is 25% open rate.
On a good day.
So we're doing great. And so that's really what you want to strive for. You want to get a 50% open rate or more. And that's really what we help to do in this course, is to help people understand how to create a template, how to create subject lines that are people, you know, really compelling, they're going to want to open. Mm-hmm. And essentially, once we help them create their template, all they have to do is plug and play every time they're, you know, creating a new email newsletter. They don't have to redo the template every time. That's part of the magic of marketing. It's like, you know, invest the time up front to create it and then just, you know, rinse and repeat after that, you know, just use the same thing over and over again. And then you become memorable.
And it creates consistency, which is a big part of what we talk about in our worlds, right? We talk about, you have to show up, you have to be consistent. I feel like consistent, or the word consistency, is like the Voldemort of the year, or like the Voldemort word, right? Don't say that word. But every year I've been in business for almost 10 years, and I swear every year it's the same. When I talk to clients, it's like, I want to be more consistent. I want to be more consistent.
Yes.
Like, okay, how are you doing that? Right. And, and I think that what we're talking about, if we get really granular in this conversation, because I think that people, they try to overcomplicate everything. Right. Like, mm-hmm. I have a client, for example, every time he posts in stories, he thought he had to use a template, like an actual template from Instagram or a template in Canva before he posted a story. And I'm like, what? Like, absolutely not. Right. But there is something to understanding that the simplicity of it, that part of the platform is designed to be very simple. Now, when we talk about email marketing, when we talk about Instagram, these two things connected, I think, is very important, because what I do is teach people how to outbound prospect on the platform and generate conversations that lead to conversion. Well, then guess what, guys? Where do those people go? Into our CRMs, right? Then how are we connecting to the people that we are putting in our CRMs via email? And then the visual aspect. So it's kind of like a loop, right? If you think about it, the visual aspect of what you're doing via email, it better look good to get opened. And then if it looks good and it gets opened, you better push them back to where you want them, which should be social media. In this case, for my conversation, Instagram, because that's my platform of choice, always has been, right?
Yeah.
But when I look at your emails, because I get the newsletter right every weekend or every week. I don't even know what day it is half the time. Mm-hmm. I think it's Tuesday today while we're recording this. You guys might be listening to this on Friday, but for Christine and I, it's a Tuesday. But the reality of it is, if I get an email from someone and then I go consume them on social and they don't look the same, mm-hmm. we have a problem. So,
or sound the same. They want to look, you want them to look the same and sound the same.
Yes. You know? So speak to that if you can, Christine. Speak to that, like, not just, because I know copy is a love language of yours. Like, what to say, how to write it is really something that you focus on heavily. And I think that also ties into caption writing, right? Like, what are we writing 100%. As far as captions? Because are you using AI to write your captions, or are you writing your captions?
Right. Yes. So what you say, how you say it is just as important as how you look. Because if the two don't align, then it's very confusing to the person who's looking at it. Mm-hmm. And you do a great job, Michelle, with your emails. Here's one of the things I love about your emails. They're quick, they're short. You don't have the entire text blocked up together so that, like, it looks overwhelming to have to read. Listen, we're in the world where people are like consuming sound bites.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to read a huge long piece of text. Your emails do that so well. You know, you break them out so that I can boom, boom, boom. I can consume it in a matter of 30 seconds and get the point. The other thing that's great about your emails and your Instagram is the same way, is you speak in your own voice. And so that's one of the things that's really important. And I know you teach this too, is that, you know, genuity, that authenticity. And I know that's a buzzword, but it's like so important, because it's your DNA essentially, right? Like, you know, you and I could talk email all day long. You and I could talk Instagram all day long, but no one is going to do it the way you do. No one's going to say it the way I say it, right? And so your DNA is essentially who you are, the essence of who you are. And AI becomes a tool. It can be a tool, certainly, but it shouldn't replace your copy. It should not replace what you put in a caption or in an email, ever. I will be the first to tell you that what I do is I write my whole thing out, whether it's an email or a caption for Instagram or whatever. Then I put it into AI and I ask it to ChatGPT, how can I make this better? And it will tell me, like, you could like go into depth a little bit more over here, or you could use words like this over there. The other thing I do is I say, polish this up a little bit. And 9 times out of 10, it gives me like words that I would never use, but it structures sometimes my sentences in a way that I would speak. So I'll take those words out. I'll add in the words that sound like me, and boom, there you go. So that's all part of creating the feeling of what it's like to work with you. And that's important no matter what media vehicle you're using.
Yeah. I mean, the number one word that comes to my mind every time is passion, right? And people, I've sat on a stage next to 3 people that own automation companies, right? And like, I'm at a social media conference. I'll never forget this because I went on Amazon. You'll love this, Christine, but I went on Amazon and I bought a shirt that said "be different" backwards, right? So the only way that you could read it was in a mirror, but I did it on purpose because I knew exactly what panel I was going to be on. I knew exactly who these gentlemen were. I was the only female on the panel, which no surprise, right? But I sat there full knowing I was about to get put under fire for not embracing AI the way that these gentlemen have done so. And the thing for me is we use AI all the time. We use ChatGPT. We pay the $20 a month to be able to have ChatGPT-4, right? Yep. But here's the thing. ChatGPT is a springboard for things for me personally, right? I love writing. I am a journalist by trade. So being able to write and storytell and be very authentic is a buzzword, but to be very connected to what I'm feeling in my head, yeah. I am getting very close to being able to get what's in my head onto paper in most cases. Now, where I get stuck sometimes is, okay, I need an opening sentence for a paragraph because I have an idea and I'm stuck, right? Or, hey, I really want to figure out a way to tie these 3 things in. Can you give me an idea of how you would? And then I will take the idea and build 4 paragraphs around the idea. But we all have writer's block. Like, let's just be honest, right? And especially if you write a lot, that happens. When you're writing captions on Instagram every single day, it gets hard. If you're writing emails to go out every day, it gets hard, right? But my point is, when I sat on this panel, for example, I said, I will never, ever let Instagram captions be written by ChatGPT to the point where if you read that, you would know that it wasn't me. And anybody like you, Christine, who's an avid listener of my content, who listens or reads my emails, like if you went to that and saw that, you would know that wasn't me.
Right away.
Right? And passion is so important to not miss, right? Because when you and I talk, that's passion. There's no other word to describe it, right? But if we let automation write our copy, our email copy and our Instagram copy, and just copy and paste it and take it at its face value, we don't have any of that. And that's a problem. But I do think that the visual aspect of what you guys do via email, I appreciate the compliment on ours. We've taken a lot of pride in how we write emails. But what I will say is, like, when I get an email from you, like, holy shit, Christine, like, it's so well visually compiled, which yeah. I just think is underrated, right? I think it's very, very underrated of if I open an email and I'm like, damn, this is pretty, I'm yeah. more likely to read. So if we talk about psychology, right, what's the point of marketing? Capture attention, keep somebody's eyeballs on there as long as possible, because the longer we keep their attention, the more likely they are to what?
Bye.
Convert.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So can you talk about how you combined the two? Like when you were building the course, Clicks to Closing, when you're talking about combining branding and copy, what does that process look like? And like, what would you tell people?
I'll tell you one thing that's really, really powerful about Post and Beam Creative is Carrie and I. We are so different. You know, she's the visual aspect and I'm really the marketer. especially when it comes to real estate, like, because I've been in the space for so long, I totally understand and can get into the mindset of the agent. And so the two of us together is like incredibly powerful, because we took the first half of the course and Carrie did the whole thing. Like, she wrote the content for it. And she did all of the videos and the teaching, because that it was all around the design aspect. And she taught the students how to create a header and why using the same header every single time is so important. And the analogy she used was, think about the New York Times, right? Like, the New York Times masthead does not change. All the stories within it change, but the masthead never changes. Same thing for your email newsletter. It needs to stay the same all of the time. So she went into detail about all of those kinds of things, how to use consistent color palettes, how to use consistent typography, how to visually structure it so that it's digestible using thin lines in between each article. And that was like the first three modules of these six modules. The module 4, 5, and 6 was all my wheelhouse. It was, how do you write compelling copy that people want to read, that's going to keep them on your page, that's going to entice them to click and learn more, whether it's on your Instagram account or a click to your website. How do you write and craft attention-grabbing subject lines? How do you know when's the right time to schedule and send it out? How do you track and measure and then, you know, make adjustments? So all of that stuff is really in my wheelhouse. And so those last three, and there was a bonus AI version, AI module, that's all my wheelhouse. So when you take those two pieces together and you combine them, as you know, from reading our Sunbeam weekly email newsletter, like, you've got the beauty and, you know, the
beauty and the brain,
the copy. Yeah. I mean, I say that very lightly because Carrie is extremely bright. We have very, very different skill sets, and combined, it's just really powerful. Now, not everybody's going to have a Carrie and a Christine, right? We're talking about one real estate professional who is trying to do 100 million things at the same time. The beauty of this course is, you know, you don't have to be super skilled at design or writing copy. We tell you, we show you exactly how to do it so that you can get the most out of it.
Well, I also think it's micro adjustments, right? And I think that you and I both, as coaches and people who are doing this at a very high level, you have people that will come in and they like think they have to do every single thing all at the same time. And they're like, oh my gosh, I'm failing if I'm not. And I mean, that is just so far from true. I mean, how long have we been in the business that we're in? And still to this day, I'm like, could have done that better. Should have done that better.
Always.
Right. And it's, so I think if you look at email as an example, okay, I want to make my email better. Let's focus on the visual aspect first, right? Let's make sure that we understand how to make it look good. That's a process by itself. That took me years, guys. Like, if you're listening to this, literally years to figure out how to write an email that looks structurally sound, if you will, where our open rates are super high, our click-through rates are super high. How many clicks are we offering, right? Because that's also a big conversation, right? How many opportunities do you give somebody to click in their newsletter or in your newsletter? Because I mean, I had a client who, we studied her analytics. I kid you not, Christine, you would have died, right? Like, she had like 14 clickable links in a single newsletter that went out every month to her list. And I asked her, and we'll leave her name out, but I asked her, I said, I want to see your analytics. I want to see every single one of the links that were in that email, how many clicks each one got. And ironically enough, the ones closest to visuals got the most likes, or the most clicks, I should say, not likes, got the most clicks. And then the ones towards the top or the very bottom near the footer got the most. Is that like surprising? I don't think so. Yeah. Attached to a visual, and then it's at the very beginning or at the very bottom, right? So what is somebody doing psychologically? We're opening it or we're scrolling all the way to the bottom.
Yeah.
So
Well, you know, that's one of the mistakes people make, we notice, was, you know, they feel like they have to write the entire article. So you've got like five articles that are like 500 words. You don't want to do that. Like, think about it like you would consume an online newspaper, you know, like you've got three or four different sections. Give them a little teaser with a button to click if they want to learn more. That brings them back to your blog on your website, brings them to your YouTube page, brings them to your Instagram page, whatever it might be. I do want to get back to something you said in the beginning when we started talking about email, Michelle, which was, you know, you engage people on Instagram, you get their contact information, you put it in your CRM, boom, now you've got, you're building your database. Before you do anything, you need to build your list. And yes, at the end of the day, your goal before you do anything, if you're trying to build your business, is to build your database. Your database is your most important asset. And all of these pieces that are in the marketing mix, whether they're Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, speaking at conferences, putting on a buyer seller seminar, using a lead magnet, whatever it might be, your goal, attending an old open house, your goal is to get that buyer or seller's email. That is always your goal. And so Instagram, for example, is a huge way to put your message out there, to build the awareness about who you are, what you stand for, what it's like to work with you, so that you can use that as a tool to get, you know, an email and start to build your list. That's really what you want to do at the end of the day. All of this is so that you can build your list, so that you can grow your business, right?
Well, and at the end of the day, like World War III happens, right? Knock on wood, that never happens, but social media goes away. What do we do? Right. And that's a big conversation. My business coach tells me that all the time. He's like, if Instagram goes away tomorrow, which, knock on wood, not happening, right? How would I make money? And the answer is my email list, right? I mean, we have close to 14,000 people on my email list, and those are people who they opted in. They chose to do that. That wasn't like I bought a list and just like uploaded them. That was, hey, we're doing webinars. Hey, we have call to actions in our Instagram captions that are designed for people to send us a DM so that we can start having a conversation with them. If they are interested, they can download one of the multitude of different things that we have for them. All of it is this loop. And I think that that's like, if I can zoom us out of this conversation, Christine, you and I are the definition of a loop, right? You have to have both. And both of them have to work together to close the loop in order to generate the sale that the real estate agent or the mortgage professional or whoever wants.
That's right.
And I think that your copy on Instagram is equally as important as your copy via email. And they should be pretty much the same. And I think that's the other thing. I have a big question for you, because this is something I've even thought, like, personally, and I guess I've never even asked it out loud. But when I write an email, I think in the beginning of my career, I thought I needed to be more professional in my email, right? I needed to be a little bit higher language. People needed to think that I was a little bit smarter than I am. I think I'm pretty smart, hopefully, but in general, right? Like, I felt like sort of a fraud in the email world initially, right? Because I felt like I was writing in a different way based off of how people want to consume email, whereas social was more of this like kind of casual, lackadaisical. I can sort of, if I spell something wrong, it's kind of like whatever, but at the same time, I can use different language. I can be a little bit more fun and sarcastic, if you will, in a social caption as compared to email. What would you say to someone who's thinking maybe the same thing? Like, the platforms are designed to be different, but are they?
Yeah. So it's a great question. And I'll tell you what we tell our clients. First of all, just to set the stage, we're in the relationship business. And so you don't build relationships solely on, you know, what you know on a professional level. I think one of the things that social media did for us was it allowed us to not have to compartmentalize our professional brain from our personal brain, you know, our professional life from our personal life. it has really blurred those lines. And at the end of the day, I think that personally, I think that's a good thing, because Michelle, I want to know you as a mom, as an entrepreneur, as a wife, as a friend. Like, if you and I were just sitting here talking about Beyond the Method and Instagram and email, like, I love that stuff, but like, that's only one side of you, you know? Like, for me to really appreciate you, I need to know more sides of you. And your clients feel that way too. Like, everybody who's working in our space, our clients want to be able to like us as much as they trust us with their biggest asset, you know? And so the same rule that applies to social media applies to email. Like, whatever you're going, content you're going to put in there, it, think of the 80-20 rule, you know, 80%, you know, professional, value-added information, educational information that is going to serve your reader. And then also, you know, 20% personal, like, do share something so that they can get to know you, that they can relate to, whether it's you as a parent or you as a runner, or, you know, maybe you're a horseback rider, or maybe you're into music, or maybe you love to cook. Like, I don't know, everybody has a passion, right? And so I think if you share that, it also makes you more relatable, which in turn makes people like you and feel like they know you.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, 1,000%, honestly. And I think one of the things about Instagram, thank you for the way you answered that too, by the way, because it alleviates a lot of the pressure for people who feel like they need to be different in different places. And I think one of the biggest questions I get is, should I have two Instagram accounts? Do I need a professional account? Do I need a personal account? Like, oh my gosh, that question, right? And I don't want to say it makes my blood boil, because it doesn't. It's just more of like, why are we still asking that? Yeah. You know? And I think, and I say that in a positive way of like, we have to understand why we are doing what we're doing, right? We have to understand why we are even writing the email that we're sending out in the first place. We have to understand why we're writing an Instagram caption, and like, what's the purpose of what I'm about to share? And I will tell you, Christine, cause maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but my biggest sale ever off of Instagram, my biggest client I have ever gotten off the Instagram platform, was a $33,000 client. He paid in full for 6 months to work with us, right? I mean, that's amazing, right? That's somebody who felt very compelled. Do you know why he said that? He said that because he was like, you just show up no matter what. Like, he's like, I've seen professional Michelle's done up, obviously got her hair done, has her makeup on. I've also seen Michelle running outside with her hair on her head, no makeup on. I've also seen Michelle as a mom. I can tell that she's a wife and that she values her family. And I can also tell that she's really not afraid to tell people that she doesn't like something or that she disagrees. Yeah. Now, how did he know all of that, right? Because he's on our email list. He consumes me on Instagram. He gets all of me, both business, both professional, personal, yeah, all of it. Yeah. Right. So I mean, I was honored that he said that he like, and the fact that he knew all of those things,
yeah,
just from consuming emails and just from consuming my Instagram, you're like, okay, I'm doing my job. Right. The other thing too, is Christine, you and I both know we're not for everybody, and that's totally okay. Mm-hmm. I love when I read emails from you or from anyone for that is like talking about their personal life. Like, yeah, Pam Blair is a very, very fun mutual friend of the two of ours. She does her weekly like market update from the top of a freaking mountain that she hikes every week. Like,
it's beautiful.
On what planet is that not like insanely amazing? Right.
Yeah.
It is. But that is Pam's brand. That is Pam's personality. And that is a personal side of her marketing that is so beautifully interwoven.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Gosh, she's nailed it.
I think, you know, when you come from a place of service, it becomes so much easier just to be who you are. Because when you talk about real estate or you talk about your business, whatever your business might be, you're coming from yourself. When you come from a place of service, you're coming from who you are at the core, no matter what it is you talk about. So I think that's really important. Come from a place of service, and then all the rest will just fall into place. I think it's really, really important.
I agree.
And to not be afraid. You don't have to tell your deepest, darkest secret. You know, a lot of people are private, right? Like, you don't have to put it all out there, but I don't know, a little bit goes a long way.
Yeah. I mean, there's the number one example I can give is my postpartum, right? And I've talked about this very openly on podcasts, on my own podcast here. I've talked about it in emails, and I'm very forthcoming about it because it, all of us women, I shouldn't say all of us, that's an assumption, but a large chunk of us, I will say, go through some form of postpartum, whether that is severe or not, dependent on the person. But I went through it really bad, like really bad, moving to a very small town with no friends and no family and a 2-week old, and having a husband go from working from home full time and being in school full time after being retired from the military to now he's at work all day for 12 hours was so much change in such a short amount of time, on top of also trying to run a company, a big company at the time. I mean, I had 11 employees when I brought Knox home. So it was a lot. And being able to openly talk about that. Now, there are boundaries, right? There are certain things that I'm not going to share. Nobody needs to know some of the things that have that go on when you go through that experience. But the amount of women, mm-hmm. and hell, men for that matter, that were reaching out and felt very connected to my story or to the fact that their wife had a similar circumstance or whatever it might be. That's really beautiful, right? And our emails give us I think the emails give us an ability to be longer, right? Like emails, you can be a little bit longer winded, whereas social media is a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
But how lucky we are to have both platforms.
Well, and I think it's really important that you talked about that, because I think that's the other thing that in our industry, in the work that we do, you know, not every industry allows you to be fully who you are. And so that's, I think it's a huge benefit that we have. You know, I shared 4 years ago that I had breast cancer, and I shared my entire journey. And so very similar, like people come out of the woodwork, you know, because they're like, oh my God, you basically told my story, or I suffered this way too. Like I had postpartum and this is what happened to me. When you're going through things like that, whether it's postpartum or cancer or whatever it might be, divorce, you know, I don't know, whatever it might be, you feel alone. You mm-hmm. feel alone. And so to be able to talk about it openly and have other people not feel alone because you're sharing your story, I think that is incredibly beautiful. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, as a real estate professional, you have to go out there and talk about your cancer, but it is one thing that if you're willing to do that, it draws people, it attracts people to you, because, you know, maybe they're not able to go out there with their story, but they can relate to you, and you've opened sort of a space for them to be able to talk.
Well, and I think most importantly, we were put on this planet to, as humans, right, to be in relation with other humans, right? Like that. I mean, ultimately, I'm a God person. So for me personally, that's my thought process, right? Like I was literally put on this planet to find a husband at some point in my life and to build a family and to have this little home that I get to nurture and raise. And so special, right? But when you talk about, for me, when I talk about Instagram, I say it's our job to build a community, right? Mm-hmm. And a community has sort of different little pillars that make it what it is, right? There's certain aspects to a community where you're like, yep, that's that community, or yep, that's that group, right? And that's a good thing, right? You want to build. And the thing about email and Instagram, and I know we're short on time, so we'll just have to do another episode. Why not? But building communities is really, really important. And in order to do that, I think a lot of people assume that talking about those personal things will not help us grow our communities in a hyper-local market, right? Real estate agents are hyper-local professionals. They service specific areas that they are trying to sell real estate in. So when they think of email or when they think of Instagram, they're like, well, how can I use Instagram and tell my story and make it matter hyper-locally? Because how, right? Like, how do you connect the two? But that ties into how we write copy, right? That ties into how we actively prospect, which is Christine and Michelle. Yeah. And building a hyperlocal community in your area with your story as part of that, you would be shocked at how big you can build a network in a very small town, right? And I hate that. I hate when people say that. I live in a super small town, so everybody knows everybody. And I'm like, yeah, but you still have an opportunity to build your community within the community.
Yes, 100%. 100%. Oh my God.
So good, right? Like, I mean, are we done? Like, we should just mic drop and be like, I'm out. But in all seriousness, Christine, I mean, you and I could truly talk forever. And there's so much more that I think we should cover and that we have in our brains that the world needs to hear. I'm a big believer in our voice and knowing that we have one and being able to share that. So, but for sake of time, I am going to be a good steward of both your time and mine and just say, how can people get a hold of you, Christine? And then also, I think if anyone's listening to this and Clicks to Closings is jumping out at you, which it should be, can you just tell us a little bit about how we can get connected to you? And then how do we find Clicks to Closings too?
Yeah. So I am on all the socials as Christine Carlo George. It's my middle name is my maiden name, Christine Carlo George. And then you can follow Post and Beam at postandbeamcreative.com. And we're Post and Beam Creative on all the socials. Clicks to Closings, it is a super efficient course. It's $99, one-time investment, lifetime access. And that you can find at postandbeamcreative.com/clicks to closings. Thanks, Michelle.
So simple and so important. Yeah. Well, Christine, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time so much. And I know my audience is going to get a ton out of this. But until then, guys, if you have anyone who you think I should interview, just like Christine, please feel free to reach out to me, shoot me a DM on Instagram, shoot me an email, let me know. And of course, subscribe to the podcast so you guys can get notifications every time an episode just like this goes live. But until next time, guys, I am Michelle Berman-Michael, and we will see you soon. If you enjoyed this episode, please go follow my guests on social media. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving us a review wherever you consume this content.